Russian reservists will probably be getting a notice within the next 24 hours or so about them needing to report to military bases to begin training to then go fight in Ukraine. We're also hearing that perhaps active duty Russian military personnel that are already fighting, we're hearing most likely will have their contracts extended indefinitely as long as this special military operation in Ukraine, as it's referred to by Moscow, continues.
Призванные на военную службу перед отправкой в части в обязательном порядке будут проходить дополнительную военную подготовку с учетом опыта специальной военной операции. В своей агрессивной антироссийской политике Запад перешел всякую грань. Мы постоянно слышим угрозы в адрес нашей страны, нашего народа.
Also important to note that what else Vladimir Putin mentioned is he's also confirming that they're going to push forward with referendums happening in different territories here in Ukraine, territories that are fully or partially controlled by the Russian military, including the Donbass region of Donetsk and Luhansk. Those referendums are expected to happen as early as later this week. Ukrainians in those territories will be asked one question: do you want to join the Russian Federation? This is usually the first step, or perhaps if you, how you look at it, perhaps the last step before Russia pursues full annexation. The view from Kyiv is that any annexation or even referendum is, in their words, simply a sham. And we've already heard from officials in Western capitals as well saying that any referendum here in Ukraine would simply not be recognized by many Western allies of Ukraine.